This is Cross Hope, a daily word of hope and inspiration with Randy Snyder, Senior Minister of Crossview Christian Church. Now, with today's message from Cross Hope, here's Randy Snyder.
Of all the stories in the book of Joshua in the Old Testament, one of the most exciting, from chapter 3, is about the crossing of the Jordan River. You need to know that the Jordan River was at flood stage. That's significant. And some 500,000 to perhaps a million people, Israelites, crossed from the east side of the Jordan River over to the west side into the Promised Land by the hand of God. It's a remarkable story, but more than that, we're going to talk about the uncrossable rivers in your life and in my life. What are the uncrossable rivers you face today, this week, this year? We're going to talk about the uncrossable rivers in your life. An uncrossable river is anything in your life that you can't get over. It's something in your life that can be a problem. It could be a past situation. And I'll give you three of them in a few minutes that you can write down that you just can't seemingly cross over. And the same God that helped the people of God to cross the River Jordan, the uncrossable river at flood stage, is the same God that can help you and me to cross uncrossable rivers in our lives. I want to bring up verse 5 if we can. If we can bring up verse 5 again, because this is an important verse. Joshua told the people, "Consecrate yourselves, for tomorrow the Lord will do amazing things among you." Let me tell you what's important about this verse. We live in a culture of people who want God to do things for them. I want God to do things for me. You want God to do things for you. You want God to do things in your family. You want God to do things in your marriage. You want God to do things at work. We all do, and that's normal. We're encouraged to ask for that. But listen carefully. You know where the problem comes? We don't want to consecrate ourselves to the Lord. You say, what does that mean? The people of God were told to pray. They were told to prepare themselves spiritually. They were told to get themselves ready because tomorrow the Lord's going to do some amazing things among you. I don't want to read too much into this. But is it possible we want God to do something in our life, but we don't want to consecrate our lives to Him? We want God to act. God, don't ask me to do anything. God, I want you to perform this miracle in my life, but don't ask me to dedicate my life to you. Don't ask me to dedicate what I own to you. Don't ask me to do anything for you. And I just think there's a principle here that many ministers have skipped when I've heard this talked about. We are to consecrate ourselves to the Lord in preparation for the Lord doing amazing things in our presence. That's the thought. I want to give you a lesson about leadership, spiritual leadership from verse 7, if we could bring up verse 7. This is the hidden lesson of leadership. And the Lord said to Joshua, "Today I will begin to exalt you in the eyes of all Israel, so that they may know that I am with you as I was with Moses." Here's the secret to spiritual leadership. So many people think that the key to leadership is to have a position of authority. And we all know people who are interested in positions of authority. Who's got the authority? You know what the secret of leadership is? It's not position of authority, it's the presence of God. It's the presence of God in a man's life, a woman's life. It's the presence of God in the life of a church. It's the presence of God in the life of a family. And what I'm saying is this, the most important thing that we need to pray for, whether it's in the church or whether it's in our family, get this, is for the presence of God in this place and in these people. The secret of spiritual leadership is not a position of authority. It's the presence of Almighty God. And the Lord says to Joshua, "Today, I'm going to show people that I'm with you, just like I was with Moses." And that's going to be the proof of your authority, is the fact that God is with you. And I think that's very significant.
You have been listening to Cross Hope with Randy Snyder. For more information or to listen to or download a copy of today's message, go to crosshope.org. That web address again is www.crosshope.org. Be sure to tune in each weekday at this same time to Cross Hope with Randy Snyder. This program has been a production of Cross Hope Ministries.